welcome to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host Silky Harvey, every Monday at 1 p.m. CT. And welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to the Inner Hippie Club radio show. I am so excited. This is the first time in years I have gone out on radio, and it's such a great feeling to be live, to be out there, and to be connecting with people all over the world. And I'm really excited. And we've got so much good stuff coming up in the studio today. We've got Annette Maria. She's the founder of Sanctuary Publishing, intuitive facilitator of feeling, best-selling author, and the host of the Sacred Dance podcast. And she'll be talking to us in Fireside Stories and tell us her story about rebirth. We also have Eliza Palmer Hancock. She's a holistic healer and a channel for love, positivity, and spirit trained in life coaching, Akashic Records consulting and hypnosis. And she takes the talking stick, where she will tell us more about herself and her work. And to round everything off, we have got Martin Davis. He's a singer, songwriter, and bass player from Manchester, UK. And he takes the music spotlight with his tune Maximum Rock and Roll. So we've got good stuff coming up. And because this is the very first time the Inner Hippie radio show has gone on air, we've also got some prizes. The first three people who phone into the studio tonight and leave their name and address and email will win a $5 Amazon voucher. For $5, you can buy a host of good books. I'll be leaving also a recommendation list of reading, and it'll be brilliant. Lots of inspirational stuff you can get for that. And I thought that would be a good way of starting off the Inner Hippie Club radio show. And I'll tell you a bit about the Inner Hippie Club. That's my little baby I've been developing over the last year on the internet. And it's a place where I help women re-find the inner hippie, to release the inner hippie, you know, that carefree teenage feeling before life got serious. Because life can bog us all down sometimes, and it can be so sticky and so messy and so heavy. So it's important that we always like find the light side of life, that we remember how to laugh, how to have fun, so we can find our purpose in life. And that's the idea of the Inner Hippie Club. And now I'm taking the show on the road, and I will be interviewing inspirational people who can tell you how to find your inner hippie, how can help you with that, who can help you on your way and give you inspiration. And that's the whole idea of this show. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to my very first guest in the studio. And she will be coming up very shortly in Fireside Stories, Annette Maria. And Fireside Stories is all about storytelling. It's a spot on the show where somebody tells you their story, their innermost story, something profound that has happened to them, something that has changed their life. And in the old days, women were actually the original storytellers. When our ancestors were still tribes sitting around the fire, they used to like tell each other stories, inspire each other, make each other laugh, make each other cry, and women were the main storytellers back then. That's got lost over the years, sadly, over the millennia, and I think it's time that we go out there again and tell our stories. So I will be inviting Annette Maria to our virtual fireside here just after the commercial break. And the commercial will be coming up in a minute. Strong and free. Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. In the studio today, we have got Annette Maria. She's going to join me by the fireside, and I'm really excited to hear her story. Her story today is all about rebirth. So let's welcome Annette Maria into the studio.
Thank you so much, Silky, for having me. I'm really excited to be here and to share my journey of rebirth and the process of rebirth that many of us may desire to be reborn again, but a lot of us don't want to die, right? And when we want, like, winter, when we think about the seasons, when we go from, we can't have spring without winter. We can't have that renewal without the death. And so today I'm going to share with you a little bit about my death. My, you know, dying while alive is something that we all do every day, right? Our skin sheds, our hair is growing and evolving, or everything is dying and shedding. It's like a snake. We are shedding skins right now in the world more and more. And we need to allow that to happen for this new self to emerge. And I'm excited to share with you my journey, which is deeply intimate to me. So today, actually, I held myself a death ceremony in the morning, which this topic was really alive for me. So what led me to this death ceremony, though, was a wisdom tooth that got pulled out a couple of years ago, actually, probably back in 2017. I got another wisdom tooth, a different tooth got pulled out. And in that time of my life, I was highly anxiety ridden. I really couldn't even function in public. I couldn't speak to people without being in pure panic. I was always listening to everyone else around me when I internally knew what I wanted to do, but it didn't make sense how I could live the life I wanted, because all I heard was everyone else's pressures. All I heard was everyone else's, oh, you should do this, or you should be this. Oh, you know, you should go to school here, do that. And I never really listened to my own inner knowing. So I went through this process of defining, who am I? What is my voice? What do I want to do? And that happened after me getting fired also from my first, like, full-time job out of college. You know, worked in corporate America and then left corporate America after 1 year. That was about it for me. And, you know, that tooth getting pulled out was, there was a release of who I was, right? That person that just followed everyone else's stories, everyone else's path. And then along the process of this medical journey with the tooth and all the, there was many complications around that. But then I ended up having to pull the wisdom tooth behind it to let the implant fit. And I knew, I rescheduled this wisdom tooth appointment probably 6 times, because I knew that this tooth getting pulled out was a signal for something greater. It was a signal for a rebirth of myself that I wasn't ready for. So I rescheduled that appointment over and over and over again. And in that process, I was also shedding more and more layers, right? So we're always constantly going through a death, but I feel like now I've really closed a chapter in a way of really turning outward. You know, I was still, when I found my voice, I honed in on who I was, but then I still was seeking externally. I was still like, oh, maybe they know what's right for me. And then I started to work in my own business, and I started to evolve and grow and do more healing work and then publishing work and all this juicy magic. But I still was looking outside of myself. I was like, oh, maybe that coach will know. Maybe that mentor will know. Maybe that healer will tell me what I should do, who I should be. Maybe they know, right? Because that's how I operated for most of my life. And that's how many of us operate. And in that journey is when I realized this past year, I made a promise to myself I wouldn't hire any more mentors or healers in a way of seeking. Of, oh, they'll know what's best for me. And it made me really hone in deeper and deeper and deeper into who I was in that process, who my voice was, how I was meant to operate in this world. And I feel like I'm now starting to more and more hone in on that, trust that, and to really listen to her, listen to my higher self, to where I'm being guided to go rather than someone telling me, oh, but you need to do this to be successful. You need to to do this to make money, whatever it is. So now there was another shedding when this last tooth, when this, the final tooth got pulled last week. And I was sitting in the dentist chair and I felt like a new woman. When I've gone to the dentist, I'm usually, again, my anxiety is usually through the roof. I'm shaking. I can't function. I'm just constantly thinking, oh no, what if I faint? What if I pass out? Well, I can't do this. The dentist has to like calm me down. It's a whole event. I'm just really not okay. And then I was sitting in the dentist chair and I looked at the dentist who's been with me for, a long time with this whole process. And I go, I feel completely calm right now. I was like, I don't know who I am right now. I was like, my old identity was a woman that every time she went to a medical setting or, the dentist and, she's receiving a surgery or something, I would be freaking out. And in that moment, I felt this recoding of my whole being. And as I was sitting there, I was like, this feels like a lot more than just a tooth getting pulled out. And it was just a really beautiful confirmation of all the work that I've done, of listening to myself, of finding safety again in my nervous system, and really honoring who I was time and time again, right? There are many layers to death. There are many layers to the shedding. And this was another layer to it of deeper trust, and I'm being called deeper and deeper to go inward to cultivate that sense of connection to myself, to the earth, to the cycles of it all. And then after the tooth got released and pulled out, I asked the dentist, "Can I have that tooth?" And kind of looked at me like, well, what are you gonna do with it? Like, you can put it on a necklace? He's like, I know someone that does that. Do you want me to drill a hole in it? And I was like, I'm not that weird. I'm actually gonna bury it and have a little ceremony with it. So I don't know if you thought that was weirder. I don't even really even care. But I got the beautiful tooth and I sat it on my altar for the whole week of my healing. And the healing was really sticky because I just had all come up of this desire to grip this person that always wants to know what's happening, that wants to control. And all of that was rising to the surface. So that was the juiciness that I was sitting in last week. And today I had a whole ceremony around releasing the control in a deeper way, right? Sometimes we can go, like, oh, we'll let go here and there. But this is a massive sense of releasing the need to control and to know and to take a different look at the unknown. And that's where my rebirth is being called to. And in that process, I had a beautiful ceremony of cleansing the tooth that got pulled. And then I buried it into the dirt. And I placed a flower upon it, and I said thank you to my past version of myself. I wrote a list of who I was releasing, what I was releasing, and I lit it on fire. I cried, I laughed. I was like, okay, now who I am? Now who am I, right? And before we go into the rebirth, right? Before we go into the excitement of feeling this lightness now that I can feel in my body, this sense of emergence, this sense of newness that is coming through. I had to sit in the depths of it. I had to sit in the depths of the sticky clay of the earth and be in the areas of cursing the divine and wanting to know what's happening and screaming and punching and feeling and crying and being frustrated and all of it, right? We can't, and often, rebirth feels light and exciting and we want to get there. And oftentimes we'll avoid getting there because we don't want to feel. And when we die, we feel so, so deeply because we are losing aspects of our identity, aspects of who we are, who we thought we were, who everyone else around us thinks, who everyone else around us thinks we are, right? We are losing that identity. And it's a sense there's grief, there's mourning, there's sadness, there's excitement. It's just like as if someone was physically dying in the earth, right? I'm not in the earth, from the earth. If they were just physically dying, we have to treat our death the same as we do a death of a loved one. Because in a sense, it is a death of a loved one because it's a death of who we were. And you know that once you leave that person behind, that you're not going to go back there because your subconscious, your whole body, your being just can't fit back into that box, right? It's like you've outgrown it and now you can't fit yourself back in. So now we get to go into the juiciness of the rebirth. And again, this could happen on a month-to-month basis, with our new moon, full moon cycles. We can honor this sense of releasing and harnessing anew. Or it can happen in major areas of our life, whether in terms of like chapters and things changing and growing. So these are happening at a micro and macro level in all areas of our life. And it's really tuning in deeper and deeper into our cyclical nature, which allows us to honor our rebirth. It allows us to honor who we are being called to become. And with that, I think, if you've always been seeking outwardly and looking for, oh, maybe that person knows what's best or this, that, I invite you to turn towards nature, right? Because nature will be our greatest teacher in the process of being reborn. Because we can watch nature die and be reborn day in and day out. There, here in America, we have these bugs called cicadas, and they're honestly really gross looking, but they're like these little alien type things, and they have this really hard shell, and then when they're ready, kind of like a butterfly, but they leave their shell behind, right? So you'll find these empty shells, and when they're ready to leave, they grow into this kind of moth-like energy, and they leave their shell behind. And that's what's happening in the process of rebirth. But before, you can just by studying nature, by studying, butterflies, cicadas, or any snakes, right? The shedding, by studying these animals, seeing how they maneuver, they don't think and they don't grip and be like, oh no, I need that shell, but that shell was my home for so long. Maybe I should keep it. Maybe I'll put it on my wing and fly away. No, they graciously leave that shell behind and they just keep going, right? And if we look at nature as our greatest teacher, as our healer, as our mentor, we will learn more about ourselves than any other human can really teach us because no one can really teach us anything about us. They're just mirrors back to who we are. And nature is who we are, right? So it's our own personal mirror. So if you are in the process of feeling like things are crumbling, that you are kind of losing your identity and you're like, who am I? What is happening? And you're like in this chaos and you're facing this sense of unknown and you're like, I just don't know what is in front of me. I can't see it. Maybe if I figure it out, I'll get there, I'll understand. If you feel that urgency within you, and if you feel like the unknown is like super scary, I invite you to, imagine as if you're like on a cliff and, you can look out at the cliff and just see pure darkness. If it was nighttime, right? You would just see pure darkness and abyss, and you would just be like, well, what is this? It's scary. It's just depth and depths and depths and depths. But I invite you to shine, the light of your heart on that darkness, and you'll see that there is a golden thread woven by the divine that is there to catch you, right? So if we open our hearts up and we open up to the possibility of who we are becoming, then we can really shine the light on the fact that we're always supported. That in the process of the shedding, we are being guided towards something, someone that we're becoming that is so deeply beautiful and so far greater than we can probably even imagine for ourselves. We are being guided to a space of newness that we probably couldn't, have even imagined before. And where I'm headed now, I have no idea where I'm going. Oftentimes people ask me, so what's next here? What's next here? What do you, and I always, my answer lately has been, I don't know. And people kind of look at me like, what do you mean? Like, shouldn't you know? Shouldn't you know what's happening? And I've really been in a space of, I can plan, I can try and, figure things out, but really the plan isn't up to me, right? The plan is out of my control. It always has been. It just was falsely in my control, I thought. Now I step forward looking at the unknown as a space of excitement, as a space of being able to watch the seeds that I've planted consciously to co-create a life that I deeply want. I can watch those seeds grow rather than, pushing the soil on them and asking them to go faster. I can honor the process. And that is something really important in the journey of rebirth is honoring the process, honoring where you are, because you don't just go from death to being reborn in one day. There is a void. There is a transition. There is a space where you may kind of fall back to who you were before and past traits that you had. But in those moments, you choose who you're becoming, time in and time out, right? Every day, choose the woman, the man, the human that you want to become, because eventually you'll get out of that transition. Eventually you'll get out of the void. But the only way out is to go through it. And then when you go through it, you can come into the beautiful blossom of your rebirth. And then you never know where it's gonna take you. And then the exciting thing is it's probably gonna happen again and again and again because we're alive and we're humans and we're a part of nature. And nature is again dying and being reborn every single day. So I really invite everyone to look at our greatest teacher. It's not just a beautiful flower, right? Study it, meditate with it, ask it, what do you have to teach me? And if you've been seeing the same animals, the same, plants, if you feel really excited about certain elements of nature, those are most likely your specific teachers. So you can really hone in on them and work with them in more intimate ways, whether it's just having them in your house or developing a conversation with them. It is a beautiful experience that you can really step into. And something else I would love to share here is this past weekend, actually, while I was going through this whole process, I had a snake show up at my front door. My partner's running into the house and he's like, there's a snake at the front door. And I was like, here they are. They're coming for me. I understand, the process of being reborn again. And snakes have been coming up for me a lot this past summer. And then the snake came into the house. And that is when I was like, all right, you are really trying to talk to me and I am going to stop avoiding you. Right. So sometimes when we have these teachers, right, for me, one of my power animals is a snake. And I have been avoiding her medicine for months on end because I wanted to grip onto the unknown. And snakes, they live for the unknown. They're just shedding and moving, and they're really deep into the muddiness, right? When you see a snake, you don't know where they're going to go, and they have this sense of fluidity, right? And so sometimes when we avoid our teachers, they will show up literally at our door. Sometimes we have, and it's better to work with them rather than some people might get bit by their, by their teacher. Some people might, experience other things. So if we open up our hearts and see what's around us and stop having to figure everything out and just see where we are being guided and pulled to and who is there to teach us along the way, We'll be reborn again in a way that feels more deeply embodied and centered and present than ever before, because we want to be reborn to feel more present, I think, right? We want to feel like we are deeper and deeper here for a reason. So allow your reason to be known through the teachers that you have around you. And thank you so much for having me here today to be able to chat and to really, riff on this process of being reborn again. And if you're afraid of the death, that's okay, but allow it to come, right? Allow it to shed.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silky Harvey.
So, Annette, I know that you're also an intuitive facilitator of healing and a somatic guide and also the founder of Sanctuary Publishing. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So, in my work, I'm multifaceted, I'm multi-passionate. So that's why I do healing work and publishing work. And the purpose really behind my work is to make every, to allow each person that I touch to feel wildly expressed in their life and in their business. So I work with leaders, conscious leaders who are here to make a massive difference on this earth. They are here because they know they are meant to lead, whether you want to coin it like the new earth energy. They know that they're here to lead in a new way. So in my healing work as an intuitive facilitator of healing, as well as a somatic guide, I use somatic healing, which is movement dance therapy, as the main modality to really drop you into the body and into your centered connection to move through past traumas and beliefs to really recode who you're becoming. And then along the way, I have other juicy modalities where I bring into that, where it's energy healing, channeled activations, meditation, rituals, all of that comes into the play. And that is for the leaders who want to step into the next level, who want to really honor themselves, to honor their self-trust, to know that their intuition is their greatest business tool. So that's my healing work. And then inside of Sanctuary Publishing, I've really merged healing and publishing together. So here is where I, showcase leaders who are making a difference. So I have multi-author books, solo author books, as well as Oracle and tarot card creation that I do through Sanctuary Publishing. And this is a beautiful way to be more seen, right? It's a beautiful way to really go out into the world and say, this is me and this is what I do. So that is the work that I do through Sanctuary Publishing. If you want to connect with me, whether it's for healing work or for the publishing work that I do, you can go to AnnetteMaria.org. And right there, you'll have all the information about me and my work and my services. And you can just drop me an email straight away from there, and we can chat deeper about that to see how I can support you in the journey.
Well, thank you, Annette. That was beautiful. And anybody who wants to get back in touch with Annette, all the details are on the main radio show page, and you can just go there and follow the links. Strong and free? Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So, if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. We are now coming to the part of the show that is called the talking stick. Well, the talking stick is something our ancestors used when they were sitting around the fire telling each other stories. It was literally a wooden stick that would be passed on from speaker to speaker, and as you were holding the stick, it was your turn to speak. So I'm now passing on the talking stick to my guest in the studio today, Eliza Palmer Hancock. Hello and welcome to the studio, Eliza.
Hi, Silky, thank you.
It's so lovely having you here. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your business.
Yes, so I'm Italian, first of all, so I do have an accent, if you're wondering. I do live in the US. I've been living in the US for almost 7 years now. I started my business when I was still living in Italy. I am an intuitive. I do healing. I work with the Akashic Records. I actually use like a variety of tools. And my main, aim is really to help people transform their inner blocks. And because I had to go through my own healing process that got triggered by a very, very sudden event at one point. And we can talk about that, of course. What I do really comes from, wanting to help people basically go overcome their own inner obstacles, and especially the things, the like outdated ideas and beliefs and everything that are preventing them to really be and embody their true selves as much as possible, which is a work in progress, meaning that, you start it and it's not that it's done in 1 month or 3 months or whatever, but at least, if you clear some of those blockages and like old beliefs, it gets easier and better and life really starts to respond to you in a different way.
Sure, that is so true. So what exactly do you do in your business? How do you serve your customers? What's the process you take them through?
Yes, so coaching is one of the things I do. As I said, I use a variety of tools and I use all of them very much intuitively, meaning that, I was raised I come from a family of, mostly women that are very, very much tuned in and intuitive themselves. And so my grandma she taught me how to read cards when I was basically a teenager. So I grew up in this environment where everything that is unseen is actually acknowledged anyway, right? This is like energy, spirit, whatever that is. And so this has been a trait of mine and is something that I use a lot in my work with my clients, because it's really somehow receiving information about where the person is at when we're working together. And that helps me to pick the right tool at any moment. And what I do is I use coaching as well, but I also do hypnosis. So I do work on, and past life regression. So everything that really helps the person access his subconscious or her subconscious and be able to really see and transform their own issues.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silky Harvey.
What's the story behind your business? Why do you do what you do?
Yes. I've always been interested and attracted by metaphysics and, spiritual stuff since I was a kid. And so it's like what I do, it's been with me all along. So sometimes I would have maybe strangers come up to me and ask me questions about the most random stuff come and look for my help. I was, always the go-to person for a lot of my friends. And, you know, that was something that I would do, and it was just with me. But I never really considered that being my work, or, you know, what I would do in my life. But I think that I've been struggled all along, because whatever place I would fall in, any job, etc., I just felt like I was out of place. Mm-hmm. And that is a very, very unpleasant feeling, because you just know you kind of move from thing to thing, right? So eventually, at one point, like in my 30s, I finally had what you know, some people would call a dark night of the soul. And at that moment, I really touched bottom, because everything in my life basically started disappearing. Like, I broke up with my then boyfriend, and I had a band. We were making music together, so that stopped there. I was fired from my job. It was like a whole fall of everything around me that I had built so far. And I had a moment where, a night especially, I remember that I was feeling so bad that, like, for a split second, I thought that I was going to end everything, because it was just too overwhelming. And I remember falling asleep right after. And when I woke up the morning after, then I just grabbed the book from my mom's bookshelf, because at that point I also had to go live back with my parents, of course. And I started reading it, and it really triggered this self-inquiry, very deep self-inquiry. And I started basically pulling back together all the pieces about who I've always been, and also what I was here to do. And I realized that there was a lot of trauma and abuse that took me a while to heal, but I'm here, and I shall say it, you know, when you do the work, it works. And so as I was going through that self-healing path, I was realizing my own limiting beliefs, and I was realizing how many people were suffering the same pains of not believing in themselves, of not knowing who they really are, of feeling out of place, and really feeling like they didn't have a clear direction, or even, you know, what they call a purpose. So this is why everything started, basically. It was like a natural evolution, I would say, probably, of, you know, my life path.
Beautiful. So everything has just come together in perfect synchronicity there. So when you're not working, what are your passions and your hobbies? What do you do to relax?
Yeah, so, well, I'm a great music lover, and movies, theater, when we used to enjoy it live, right? And I love nature, though. So right now I live in Florida. We have these very beautiful beaches, and, you know, like the green water of the ocean is such a healing place. So that is really like my go-to space to recharge my batteries, and, yeah, to feel like, you know, whole again. Yeah, those basically are my main go-to places and things to do. And of course, I have a 10-year-old daughter. So, you know, that's always challenging, and it takes a lot out of you, in a way, right?
Challenging, but beautiful in its own way.
Right, exactly. Yes, it's that in itself is a process. It's a process of, like, self-healing and, you know, knowing, getting to know yourself.
So what is your biggest dream in life? Which item on your bucket list is a non-negotiable?
I think probably traveling. So this has been a bit challenging these past years, I think, like probably everyone else. But that is something that, when I started doing it with a little bit of consistency, it's just so enriching and so beautiful. And that is something that if I could, I, you know, never, ever take it out of that bucket list ever.
Yeah, I'm entirely the same. I love traveling. Traveling is so enriching. It's been such a hard year, especially for us travelers.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's like, oh, taking away that freedom and that possibility, right, to meet new people and culture and, you know.
Yeah, it is. If you had one wish to change the world for the better, what would that be?
Considering what I'm learning every day working with my client, I guess that, you know, what we maybe can call as like a, I would say, more expanded awakening of consciousness, that, you know, people, that it was easier for people to really see and feel and perceive themselves more than just their day-to-day life and all the problems that are covering and making their life, you know, so challenging and less pleasant, and, you know, kind of making it difficult to feel that there is so much more, right? And that expansion, that awareness, I think that it would really be able to stop a lot of what is going on right now.
I agree. It makes life so much easier and so much more enriching if you can see the bigger picture.
Yes, exactly. And perceive yourself not just as, you know, like this person going through a series of challenges, but really like being, you know, light and, you know, something bigger here, living an experience for certain reasons, right? And it's a complex journey, but like the more you can see the big picture of it, as you were saying, and the more it really like it stops becoming like a me centered kind of living, and it just expands. And I think this is the way, probably. I don't know how easy it is for that to happen, but that would be like the best way probably to solve a lot of what we're going through. I'm totally convinced of that.
So true. Well, it's been lovely talking to you. But just before you go, where can our listeners find you if they want to reach out to you and find out more about your work and how you can help them?
Yes, yeah, so I do have a website that it's my full name. So Eliza Palma Hancock, which is kind of a mouthful. But, you can find me on social media, Facebook and Instagram especially. That's my handle is Heart and Soul. And those are definitely like the easiest way to get in touch with me. You can also like read more about my work and what I do.
Well, thank you, Eliza, once again for being in the studio today. I'll be leaving all this information on the show page as well. So any listener wanting to get in touch with Eliza can just look her up. It was a pleasure having you in the studio today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Are you strong and free? Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. Oh, those were beautiful stories and so touching and so deep. But part of being an inner hippie as well as going deep is to have fun. So no inner hippie show would be complete without music. So we're getting onto the music spotlight now. And I'm really, really happy to introduce to you today Martin Davis. He's a great singer-songwriter and bass player from Manchester in the UK. He started playing the bass age 17 And initially a guitarist, he switched to the instrument because of his love for the Beatles and in particular for Paul McCartney. He has played in many indie bands over the years, but a turning point came when he joined Colin Paul and the Persuaders. He also regularly performs the songs of the Beatles with his Beatles cover band live at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. Martin has also played sessions for many famous singers. And somehow he manages to find the time to also write, record, and produce his own material. So I know Martin from many years ago when I was a bass player myself, and we crossed paths many times, and he's a really, really talented guy. And I'm so happy to have him on the show today. And if you want to look him up, he has got a website, www.retrotonerecords.com. But the details will also be left on the show page to look him up afterwards. But right now, there's an introduction from Martin. He's left us all a lovely little story. And after the introduction, we'll be playing his track, which he recorded with his band, The Dominators, years ago. It's called Maximum Rock and Roll. But now, over to Martin.
Hi, everyone. My name's Martin Davis, and I'm from Manchester in England. And I'd just like to wish Silke all the very, very best with her new radio show. Hope you have lots and lots of success. And thank you so much for playing one of my songs. I'm really honoured. And I hope you like it. It's only rock and roll, but we love it.
I'm all right, I got trouble.
That was absolutely brilliant. That was Martin Davis from Manchester, UK. And you can listen to his music at www.retrotonerecords.com. So we are nearly at the end of the show already. So, that went fast today. Yep. I want to remind everybody again that today, because it's the very first time that we are going live, there are prizes to give away for anybody who wants to call into the studio. If you call in and leave your name and your email address, then the first three people will win an Amazon voucher. And the Amazon voucher can be redeemed for anything you want on there. And there are some brilliant, brilliant Kindle books out. I can give lots of recommendations for inspirational reading. So that will be just perfect. So I think the show has shown to us that it is so important to follow your heart and live a life that's full of purpose and alignment, no matter what you do. It doesn't really matter whatever your own personal goals in life are, and that can be something entirely different for each and every person out there. I mean, if it's something that makes you happy, I think the old saying is really true, that if you're doing something you really, really love, you will never work another day in your life. So, like I said, every person needs to find out for themselves what it is that really makes their day shine. Now, for some people, it might be something really extreme, like traveling, or they have to climb Mount Everest, or they have to go through challenges or work with people or engage in humanitarian stuff. But for other people, it may be something rather more simple and mundane. I know several ladies at our local supermarket who are genuinely happy working on the checkout, because being there, meeting people, talking to people all day is just what makes them shine. So each and everyone is different. There is no right and there's no wrong. It doesn't have to be big, small, or whatever. But if you live a life full of purpose and alignment, you have a beautiful day each and every single day. So one tip I would like to give all my listeners to find their own way of releasing their inner hippie. It is important that each and every single day you ground yourself, that you feel Mother Earth. That is such an important part of human nature, of human life. So the way you can ground yourself is really easy. You can either go out in nature, take your shoes off, walk barefoot on the ground to actually feel Mother Earth and feel that exchange of energy between you and the earth. Or if you haven't got the opportunity to do so because you're living in an urban environment or whatever, you can just as easily just bend down, put your hands on the ground and just feel the ground in that same exchange of deep earth energy. And if you close your eyes, you can almost feel Mother Earth, Gaia, talking to you. But again, if that's even not possible and you're stuck in an office somewhere or in a high-rise building, you can just as well just get a pot plant or a natural object like a crystal and hold it and feel the energy, because these things came from the earth, so they have got the same energy as the earth. And that is so, so, so beautiful. So if you do that every day, you're already a huge step towards releasing your inner hippie, because being grounded is the very first thing that you need to do. And if you listen in next week, I will give you more tips on releasing your inner hippie. There will be more interviews with amazing and inspiring women, and more music as well, always music. So I'm already looking forward immensely to next week, next Monday. We are going out every Monday at the same time, 1 p.m. CT or 7 p.m. UK time. So see you again next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silky Harvey. See you again next week, same place, same time, Mondays at 1 p.m. CT.